Good morning. This is Around Town with Amy Brown. It's Tuesday, April 22nd, 2025. And as promised, we have another speaker from the rally on Saturday in Bangor.
Hey everyone, my name is Landon. I came here to speak today not just as a 20-year-old anarchist, but as a member of the trans community, a Mainer, and as someone who refuses to accept a world where our survival depends on the whims of politicians and billionaires. As we all gather here today against Trump and his oligarch cronies, I want to remind everyone that Trump is just a symptom of a much larger disease. The real enemy isn't just one man or even his cabinet, it's the system that put him into power. The system that's dismantling our democracy, stripping away the rights of everyone except the ruling class. Let's not fool ourselves. The system won't be fixed by voting alone. Don't get me wrong, voting matters, but it's the bare minimum. If we want real change, we should be doing more outside the ballot box, away from leaving it all up to politicians, and outside the system that never cared about us in the first place. So what do? We turn to each other, because while the right has billions of dollars, militarized police, and corporate media on their side, we have something they can never buy. Solidarity. And that's where our power comes from. There are countless ways to fight back, but today I wanted to focus on three things, all rooted in community and mutual survival. First, I want to put a huge emphasis on mutual aid. Some might see mutual aid as a different form of charity, but it's not. It's a direct challenge of the system. It's about recognizing that we have everything right here if we're willing to share it. Imagine this. I grow vegetables in a community garden. My neighbor, who's a better cook than me, turns those vegetables into meals for everyone. And now that another neighbor has more time away from the cooking, they work on fixing bikes in the community for free. No bureaucracy, no means testing, just people taking care of people and their community. That's how we fight back. We don't need to wait to be saved by politicians. We need to save each other. The need for mutual aid leads me into my second point. Talk to your neighbors. I know it's simple or even scary at first, but the right thrives on isolation. They want us scared, disconnected, and reliant on broken systems. Maybe a knock on the door or a hi in the street can lead to a conversation you both need. That's how trust and community are built, when we stop seeing each other as strangers and start seeing each other as friends. And finally, my last point is a call to action. Everyone here should get involved in local grassroots organizations where lasting change for Mainers actually happens. I know a lot of people here wouldn't know where to start, so I want to shout out two organizations that I'm personally involved with. One is Needlepoint Sanctuary. They are a harm reduction organization that focuses on people who use drugs and fight the stigma around drug use. They also do community cleanups and tons of other community actions. Second is Food and Medicine, whose motto is solidarity, not charity. They run community gardens, monthly resource fairs, and other actions that provide real support for working class Mainers. And before I go, I want to leave everyone with this. The right has money, guns, and the state on their side. All we have is each other, and that is everything. So let's feed each other, let's protect each other, and let's fight like our lives depend on it, because they do. Solidarity forever. And over there is Black Cat Co-op Bakery. If anyone wants any free baked goods, please go over there. Thank you.
That was one of the speakers at the rally in Bangor on Saturday, April 19th. For Around Town, I'm Amy Brown. You can reach me at news@weru.org. Take care. I'll see you tomorrow.